Moving on now, with the Olympic Games in London just over the horizon, we decided to talk with some of the athletes who will be competing for the gold. We figured for every LeBron James and Michael Phelps, there is another less heralded athlete who will be wearing the red, white, and blue, but still equally dedicated and proud to represent their country. We start with a new U.S. track and field national champion in the men's 1500 meters, Leo Manzano. Last night, Manzano took the title with his trademark kick down the home stretch, and with it, he booked his place on the 2012 U.S. Olympic team. But that's not all. In a field of athletes with remarkable stories, his is probably one of the most remarkable. We caught up with him at member station KUT in Austin while he was training for the Olympic trials. Leo, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about how you got interested in track, if you don't mind. I understand that your family moved from Mexico to Texas when you were four, but where you were growing up in central Mexico, it wasn't exactly a center of track.
No. And it's still not, believe it or not. My family is originally from this small town right outside of Dolores Hidalgo, the state of Guanajuato. Once upon a time, a small village, no running water, maybe about 15 to 20 years ago. So from that to coming to the U.S., to making it to the Olympics, for myself and for my parents, I mean, that truly is an American dream.
I understand, though, if you don't mind my bringing this up, that your folks, it took them a long time to just really understand that sports was not just sort of a waste of time for people with nothing else to do. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, of course. So when I first started running, they're like, what are you doing? What you're wasting your time. You're not going to get anything accomplished. Why don't you go out and find yourself a job? Unfortunately, that was kind of the mentality when I was growing up.
Maybe it's hard to talk about because you don't want to, you know, act like you're disrespecting them. So I think we can certainly understand that. But I do think it would help people to know just what it is that you did to both accommodate their expectations for you and your expectations for yourself. Here's how I understand that it went. You drop off at school at 5 a.m. You do early morning practice, and then you would, before school, get your schoolwork done, and then you worked a night job all while you're in high school. Do I have that right?
Yes, ma'am. So what it was is we only had two vehicles, and my mom used one, my dad used one. So it was a lot easier for my dad to just wake up about maybe an hour or so earlier, drop me off at school, and then for him to be at work about 6:30 or so in the morning. Yeah, so that kind of went on for about 2 years in high school or so.
The New York Times wrote about you in 2010. They said that you were, quote, the most dangerous runner in the elite men's field, even though you're only 5'5". Why did you laugh when I was reading that?
Well, you know, they had that quote, and there was another quote they had as well, and it had to do actually with my heart. It's like a Ferrari engine and a Pinto body.
Oh, that is cool. That is kind of cool. But yeah. What about that? I mean, it's. I think people are used to runners being a lot taller. I mean, at 5'5", how do you do it? Could you just tell us a little bit more? Maybe you don't even know, but tell us a little bit more about what is your gift? What's the source of your gift in the sport?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll rephrase this, that the first thing is just the love of running, just the joy. I mean, that's really more or less what has helped me kind of achieve what I've achieved. But also, I do have a genetic trait. There was a study done in 2009, I believe, with Dr. Coyle from the University of Texas, and he measured my heart, and we did all these tests, and my heart was the size of about a 7-foot man. So I think what happens there is that it's just almost like extra propulsion when I'm running.
So this isn't your first Olympics, right? Now, this will be your second time at the Olympics. What are you most looking forward to?
Just racing, you know. So I put in so much time and training for, say, under 3 minutes and 40 seconds of racing. So the biggest thing I'm looking for is just racing.
And what about after the race is over? Do you have any special treat you're looking forward to? I know that you all maintain a very strict regimen while you're in training. Is there anything you're just dying to dig into when it's all over?
It's funny that you say that, because I've been wanting to go to the movies, sit back, get a big old thing of popcorn and a big old Coke.
The extra butter. Leonel Manzano, he's one of the most decorated track athletes in NCAA history. He was nice enough to step away for a couple minutes to speak with us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Leo, thanks so much for speaking with us. And, of course, our very best wishes to you and to your family.
Michelle, thank you very much.